Hey there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on the interview podcast from Mid-Bay News. I'm here with Alicia Marie. She is the writer, the lead actress, and the producer of a new indie film that was produced right here in Northwest Florida. And so I thought it'd be great to have her on and talk a little bit about her film and also about the art scene here in Northwest Florida more generally. So Alicia, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And so tell me a little bit about your film. What inspired you to make this movie?
So during the COVID lockdown, when, you know, everything was shut down, there was no movies being made, I got this idea for a movie. I was inspired by a lot of sci-fi movies. I love cheesy B-movies, Sharknado, all those kind of things. And there is a actual mite that affects honeybee hives, and it causes them to act weird ways, and they call them zombie bees. And I was like, zombie bees, that sounds like a sci-fi movie. And I just kept getting all these ideas for it, so I sat down and wrote it during the lockdown. And in the fall of 2020, I found a producer who was interested in making it.
And so Alicia, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you start writing feature-length movies?
That one was actually my first one. I had no interest in being a screenwriter or anything like that. I was very good at writing in school, but it wasn't anything that I really focused on. And it was just like, you know, there's nothing else to do. I wanted to write something for my friends, my other actor friends, and our, you know, just to put out there and showcase our talent. I never really thought it was actually going to become anything. Or at least it would be a couple of years before it did, because money, you know, movies cost money. So I don't have a lot. Like I said, Zombies is my very first feature film that I've ever written. I wrote a short a few years ago, but that's really about it. I have no training or anything.
And so as you've gone through this process, right, What have you learned about making movies? What was something that maybe surprised you?
Well, how hard it is, actually. As an actress, you go to set, you do your performance, and you go home. And that's it. And then you do promotion afterwards, you know, if you're a main character. But there's so much going on behind the scenes. I developed a huge appreciation for the crew. They have the hardest jobs. Post-production was really hard. And so I had to learn pretty much all of the things in order to get it done. You know, and the cinematographer is asking me about lenses and angles, and I'm like, I got no idea what you're talking about. So I learned a lot. It was kind of like a crash course in filmmaking that I never expected. And I still feel like I don't know anything at all. But I learned that acting is definitely the easiest part, and yeah, post-production is probably, it's crazy.
So you told me, or you didn't tell me, but I read that, you, went to the University of YouTube filmmaking, yes, to get your cinematography degree. Tell me a little bit about what videos or what, creators did you follow in order to kind of make this whole thing happen? Who really inspired you?
So that's kind of hard, because it was really like, you know, the cinematographer would be like, this is, you know, would send me a list of like angles and lenses, and I'm like, okay. So I would like type that in, and then whatever happened to come up, I would, you know, watch the videos on this. There was this one website called Studio Binder, which I actually used their software to write Zombies, but they had so many helpful videos on angles and lenses and cameras and directing. And so I would say that website I used a lot, just because it was so all encompassing, like different aspects of filmmaking. So I would say probably I went to their website a lot, just because they had so much. And then like, as far as like, because the software I use, I'd never used before to make the film, and Premiere Pro, and I had a new computer, I had a new all the things, and so I was just looking up videos. How do I do this? How do I crop? How do I zoom? How do I do that? And it was just like whatever video popped up. That's kind of just what I did. So,
And so, as you put this movie together, and you've had all these the people come around you to build this thing, what was it like to take, I guess, like a leadership role in the creation of this movie?
It was overwhelming, because there's so many moving parts. I did have a producer, and he did the bulk of it. Like, he's the one who coordinates all the days, who comes in when, he gets the crew and the cast together. And you know, I was very grateful for him, because I would have been totally lost without him. But it was just, you know, everyone's kind of looking to you to set the tone. And so it was overwhelming, but it was something that I took very seriously, because at the end of the day, it's like, I want people to enjoy working on my set, because I want them to come back and do it again.
So. And so your production company, it's revolves around the color purple. Why does it revolve around the color purple?
So it's Purple Hair Productions. About 10 years ago, I left LA because I was doing the actor thing, the starving artist thing out in LA. And that is a real thing, let me tell you. So I ran out of money. I had to go back home to live with my parents. And I was just like really upset, because I was like, how am I going to ever, you know, pursue my acting career here? And then it was just like, you know, you can make your own movies. And I always wanted purple hair, but I was always too scared to do it, because you have to get it bleached. And I didn't want to ruin my hair. And I was like, well, I'll just call it Purple Hair Productions, because I'll never dye my hair, but you know, this is just kind of like symbolic of having purple hair. But I did end up dyeing my hair purple. It's been purple for 3 years. And so I think it was just kind of like a full circle thing. You know, it was like, I had the idea for it, but I never actually really thought I would do anything with it. And then now, you know, however many years later, it happened. So,
well, you had to have like the courage to go out and do it too, right? Like, nobody just dyes their hair purple without, like, you know, having a little bit of bravery involved, right? Because I mean, you're right. It could be. I personally decided to bleach my hair when I was 16, and it was not a great idea, but I did it. And it was one of those things that it was cool, because I did it and it didn't really matter what anybody else thinks, and I enjoyed it. And I think, I don't know, maybe that's kind of where you're going with all that.
Yeah, I, you know, it took me a while to get up the courage, and I was like, you know what, it's just hair. It'll grow back, hopefully. So I do get it done professionally, because I was like, there's no way I'm going to do it myself, because it was like, at the end of the day, I don't want to shave my head and start all over again, you know, or do that. But she's really good, and I've been very, you know, adamant about, you know, making sure it's conditioned and all that kind of stuff. And so it's held up pretty well over the 3 years. So, but people definitely notice me when I, you know, come into a room, or it definitely sticks out.
So speaking of like being noticed, I think it's a good segue to talk about the art scene here kind of in Northwest Florida. How has the art scene been since you've been back here 10 years now? What's changed? What are you seeing, and what are you hopeful to see in the near future?
I think when I first moved here, you know, there were a few short films being made here and there, a web series here and there. I was in a web series called Grim Reflections, which was pretty awesome. But there weren't a lot of feature films that I saw, like, on the indie scene anyway. They did a feature film called Three-Headed Shark Attack in Pensacola. Gosh, I can't even remember how long ago. I want to say 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. And it was for the Sci-Fi Channel. So it was like, you know, a studio film. But I started to see a lot more feature-length films happen in the area, which is really exciting. Because I feel like that means that we're growing and expanding, and we're getting more support from the community.
So how long until Purple Hair Productions puts on like a Sundance?
I don't know about all that. I don't know. I never even thought about doing a film festival for myself. I know there are some local like short film festivals, or there were locally. I would like to get maybe Zombies into some film festivals or something like that. I don't know if I would host my own. It's a lot of work. So maybe we'll see.
So looking into your personal future, what do you see as what's next for you? What do you hope to create and do next?
So my next feature film is a Christmas movie called An Emerald Coast Christmas. And back in the beginning of the year, we started casting for it and location scouting. But just because of the magnitude of post-production on zombies and everything like that, I decided to just kind of drop that for a second and focus on this. So after the premiere and probably in the new year, we'll pick that up again. Again, it's really going to depend on how quickly I can get the money together, because this is definitely going to be bigger budget. One thing I have learned is that money does make the world go round, especially in the movie industry. You gotta have money to make a movie, and a lot of it. So that's my next project. I have three other screenplays that I've written, and they're all based in the Northwest Florida area. So I do intend to shoot a lot of films here and kind of bring more attention to this area, the small businesses and the local talent behind the camera and in front of the camera as well, small businesses, because we did have a lot of small businesses who let us shoot there. And artists who donated their art to the film, and bands who donated their songs to the film, and all that kind of stuff. And we really just kind of want to make this like a community thing and get paid for
Exactly. So speaking of getting paid for it, how does that work here in the indie film industry in Northwest Florida? Do you find that you're mostly getting, people lining up on the front end to give you cash to make it happen, or how does that all that work?
Oh, no. Nobody's giving you money on the front end. We raised about $2,500 through GoFundMe, and the rest of it was self-funded. My husband gave me a good chunk of change for it, but usually for indie film, the money comes in distribution. If you can get distribution through streaming platforms, and that's usually like hours streamed or things like that. So that's usually where the money comes from. Again, this is my first film. I'm new to all of this. I'm not really sure. I'm only hoping and praying I can get some money out of it, but we'll see what happens. But I know for the most part, from what I've heard from other people, from other filmmakers, that it's generally in distribution. And that's why you have to like kind of like really get your fan base going, because you want them to watch it. You want them to share. Because the more hours watched, the more money you get. So, have all your friends watch it and just put it on repeat.
I was about to say, so what you're telling me is that the key to gaming this, all right, is to just to like get four different players back here and just loop them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, film
Absolutely.
movie, put on player, loop, profit.
Repeat,
Got it. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
But what else do you want people to know about either this film in particular or your career, or just making films happen here? What I guess what the question I want to know is, how can we make it easier for the next film?
Really, I think it's just gonna be awareness, because I did, hit a few roadblocks when it's like, hey, can we shoot in your establishment? And you got a lot of side eyes or raised eyebrows, like, what do you mean shoot? Like, what are you shooting? What is it? What are you trying to do? Because, this isn't LA or Atlanta or New York, where this is a very common thing to have movies shoot in the area, so it was kind of like people just didn't know what was going on or what to expect, and the insurance and just a whole bunch of things. So I think like really awareness, and also, like I said, money helps. So like I really can't stress that enough. Just locations and things like that. Just it's kind of hard to to expect people, especially when it's not something that they're familiar with. I'm hoping that once this movie comes out, people can see what we're about, what we're trying to do. They'll be more willing to open their doors and their wallets and anything else, to us, because, at the end of the day, we're trying to build a community here, and not just the film industry, but everybody here. We want to, spotlight Northwest Florida, put it on the map, do what we can to draw attention to you know, the local businesses. I mean, we've got gorgeous beaches here and things like that. So, you know, it's really for everybody what I'm trying to do, not just for myself or just for actors.
So after this movie premieres, where can we find Zombies?
We have a producer rep right now who's shopping Zombies to a bunch of different distribution agents and sales agents. And so hopefully we'll get an offer, and then, you know, they'll let us know what streaming platform that it'll be on, you know. But also backup is Amazon Prime or Tubi, which is very indie filmmaker friendly. I think, you know, a lot, you know, people can just put their movies up there. I don't know what the there's a process to it, you know, can't just fling it up there. But it is, you know, if for some reason we didn't get distribution, we would have those options to release it ourselves on a streaming platform.
Perfect. And last but certainly not least, where can people find you if they want to follow you?
We on Facebook at Zombies the Movie, on Instagram at Zombies the Movie, and that's ZOMBEEZ, because they're bees. also Purple Hair Productions on Facebook, and we do have a website, which is apurplehairproduction.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll be hopefully talking to you soon about your next movie, Christmas themed movie.
Yes.
So that'll be awesome. And we look forward to it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. That was really interesting.